call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store. For healing, positivity, and recovery. Stay positive, stay happy. The Positivity Podcast with Melinda Cochran, New York City, from Montreal, Quebec. Start your day with calm and reassurance as she sends positive energy your way.
Technique used by writers to appeal to our five senses and to enhance the story or poems for readers. But how can we use imagery in our daily lives? How can we take this literary tool that writers use to create a more positive day or feeling within? You see, I've been using imagery for a very long time, probably since a very young child, to recreate and recenter myself and to create a better world around me. I guess I became a writer the day I opened a book. Today, I want to pass this skill on to my listeners. I want to give you tips on how to use imagery in your healing journal that I mentioned on the last podcast to create stories and poems that will bring you comfort and healing. I'm not a psychologist or psychiatrist, but I am a writer who has used different techniques to write, which I'd like to pass on in this show. But I also use those same techniques in my daily life to bring myself calm and to bring myself healing. And I hope it helps somebody out there as well. So here are some steps to using imagery. Again, I want you to take out your paper and follow along while we do this activity. So right now, I want you to write down the five senses. So what are the five senses? In case you don't know, which I'm sure you do, they are touch, sight, hearing, smell, and taste. So these are the senses that writers appeal to when they're creating descriptions, when they're trying to create a picture for the reader, and they are powerful in our daily lives. If you think about it, how many memories do we have that are associated with our senses? So many. You know, I often get every time I look at my grandmother's picture from Newfoundland, I always remember her baked apple jam or her tarts that she made, and I can almost smell them, okay? So in a sense, imagery is a part of that as well. And what I want you to do is use those memories and use those images almost like a bank of places that you can go to when you feel overwhelmed or you're trying to heal. And I've used it myself. So what I want you to do right now, for each one, write a short sentence that uses this particular sense. Here you can rely on memories you have that brought you a good feeling. Okay, for this healing journal, it's a good idea to stay away from the other things that you might want to write, because we all have a tendency as writers to write things that really bother us and we need to get it out, and it can be very dark, right? But this is not about that. This is a healing place and a way to take those dark moments and try to interject them with some positivity as well, not only in your writing but in your life. So I want you to take those sentences, like I said, and take those senses and write a sentence for each. And I will go through each of them and give you an example like I did before. So let's take the first one, touch. So I will go through each of them, but all my sentences kind of create a paragraph and a description of a moment, okay? Obviously a positive moment for myself. My new mittens felt like silk against my skin as I sat outside in the winter air watching the snow falling, and the sense used there was touch. Now for sight. Above me, the stars twinkled like tiny specks of dust fighting its way through the snowflakes. Now hearing. In the distance, a snowplow made its way through the streets, crushing the ice below its tires. Smell. Someone had lit a fire, and the burning logs created an aroma of fir trees wanting to warm the inhabitants of the home. Taste. I could almost taste the wood as it filled my nostrils and reminded me of campfires in the summer and roasted sticks from burning marshmallows. So right there I've taken a moment and I've created a paragraph. Okay, so I will read the whole thing in entirety, okay, without telling you what senses are. If you want to, I want you to close your eyes as I read it. And you'll do the same thing, okay, with your senses. So you'll take your senses. We all have the same senses, right? So you take those and you create a sentence for each that appeals to each particular sense. So I will read the whole paragraph that I just wrote, and I want you to see how the imagery is there in the writing, but how it makes you feel as well. My new mittens felt like silk against my skin as I sat outside in the winter air watching the snow falling. Above me, the stars twinkled like tiny specks of dust fighting its way through the snowflakes. In the distance, a snowplow made its way through the streets, crushing the ice below its trees. Someone had lit a fire, and the burning logs created an aroma of fir trees wanting to warm the inhabitants of the home. I could almost taste the wood as it filled my nostrils and remind me of campfires in the summer and roasted sticks from burning marshmallows. You see, I wrote that for this activity, but I am going to keep that paragraph because that's a paragraph that I have an image now in my mind, okay? So I can keep that as a place to go to when I need calming for myself. So that's how I will use the imagery in there. But it's also a paragraph that I can go to and pull out for if I'm writing a new story. Okay, so this was one example. I took all the senses and created a scene. This was one that brought a sense of pleasure and relaxation. But how do I use these images to improve on my day? The writing routine could be a good go-to source for when you feel overwhelmed with negative things in your life. Whenever things get to me, as we all have days where things get to us, I take myself to one of these passages and it turns a negative experience into one that suddenly isn't so bad. And the bonus is you have all these wonderful examples of imagery to use in stories, especially if you're writing about a difficult topic and want to add a passage or to calm the reader from what was an intense moment in the story or book. And what I mean by this is, okay, so let's imagine that you are writing about trauma and there's a particular scene that's really intense. And I did this in my novella, Desperate Freedom. There was a really intense moment in that book and I had to create a more positive scene. So I automatically took the reader to a picture of an iceberg, okay, because I wanted the reader to calm, okay, because what we have to realize as writers is that when somebody's reading your book, you're taking them through these situations and they can be intense for readers. So you want to give them a little bit of a break if it's a really intense kind of story. And what I've learned as a writer is that these images, I go to them now. I go to them when, like, if I've had a bad day and I'm alone, I'll think about, like, these images in my mind. And it creates a sense that you can take the world around you and you can change it in a small way for yourself. Okay? And what I mean by this is I think a lot of times we get really frustrated. I mean, I think it's normal for us as human beings to feel like, you know, we want things to change, but they're not changing, you know, where we're living or our situation. And sometimes it can get overwhelming, right? Because we feel kind of powerless at the time. But I believe that if you can come up with strategies that can help you during those times, like using imagery and trying to create a better picture in your head that will almost take you from that situation, from that time, I almost believe that when we do that, we are creating our own life. We are already planning our own life by creating these images of the life that we want. So in a sense, that's what I'm talking about. So I'm talking about an activity where we're taking imagery as a writer. But I really think that sometimes when writers write these scenes, that they are actually creating what they want as well. So that's the activity that I want you to try. And again, when in your healing journal, make sure to not lose the different kind of pieces of writing that you're doing. So have a book that you can have and you can keep and you can go back to. Because if you do plan on writing your book, then you've already have this mass of writing that you've done. And again, especially if you're writing a book that you want to help somebody with, right? So those are the tips for the day. These are very short podcasts because I want to leave you with different activities. And I don't want to overwhelm my listeners, because I think sometimes if we're new to writing, it can be a little overwhelming having to do a lot at one time, okay? So I'm hoping that I've taught the listeners how being creative, how using imagery can help create a positive mindset. And I hope you use some of those activities, because I most definitely will be using them for the next negative thing, because we all have negative small little things that happen right on the daily. I will definitely be going back to this one that I read to you today for a calming place for myself. So that's it for today. If you do want to send me any of your writing, because I would really love to read it. I love words. And if you just want to send me a paragraph that you've written, you can reach me. You can contact me at my website at melindacochranauthor.com, and I will get back to you. And I hope to hear from you. So have a beautiful day. Stay blessed. And enjoy the sunshine, because it's summer. And when it's summer, there are a lot of images that you can write about. Bye-bye for now. Take care.
This has been another episode of Positivity Podcast, where only positive vibes happen. Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan, home of Bashani Radio App.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom, now we here. Bashani Radio App, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now we here.